Socialization refers to the process of learning the culture of any society. Family is the first agent of socialization, passing culture down the generations. Socialization refers to the process of learning the culture of any society. The formation of identities is an important aspect of this process because it gives people a sense of who they are. Socialization is carried out by agencies of primary and secondary socialization, which integrate people into society. Factors such as a common language and the learning of norms, values and social roles enable people to communicate with each other and behave in ways that society deems acceptable. This process is known as socialization. Re-socialization refers to the process of learning or relearning appropriate new norms and values in order to help people to operate when they encounter new environments. People will need to re-socialize if they go and live in another country. If someone from the UK goes to live in Spain, they will most likely learn Spanish and become familiar with the customs, values, and norms appropriate to living in Spain. Alternatively, if someone goes to prison, they will need to learn about the behavior that is expected within this new environment. Nature refers to the elements of the individual that are present at birth, that is, something related to our biology. Nurture, including socialization, are those things that people learn as being part of society or of acting on the world. This can include appropriate ways of behaving or understanding or specific roles related to, for example, gender. When people haven't been given the opportunity to be part of the socialization process, for example, feral children, their ability to communicate and respond appropriately is affected. Primary socialization refers to the socialization that takes place in early childhood. The family is the main source of primary socialization, but also occurs through preschool settings and from carers, as well as others in the close community. It is through primary socialization that children acquire a sense of who they are, that is, their individual identities, as well as elements of their primary social identity, for example, gender and sexuality. Functionalists like Parsons see this period of socialization as important for turning newly born children into social beings. This is achieved by imitating the behavior of parents and older siblings, learning language, rules, and appropriate behavior. Marxists see the values children learn in the family as a reflection of the ruling class ideology, instrumental in turning them into passive conformists who accept the inequalities of society. Feminists view many families as patriarchal institutions, reproducing inequalities between men and women, for example, through the learning of different gender roles.
Hey everyone, thanks for taking the time to listen to this episode. I hope it was useful for your learning. Make sure you consolidate your knowledge by clicking the link in the bio to be taken to the free online course. Good luck with your studies!